What's going on, everybody? Welcome to an emergency podcast. I'm Jim. With me is Tyler. Tyler, how you doing tonight?
I was doing better.
Yes, let's get right to it. The Pirates, two signings today, right? Let's start with one. They signed Michael A. Taylor, outfielder, was with the Minnesota Twins last year. He's a Gold Glove winner. One of the better defensive center fielders that you'll find in the game. He signs a one-year contract worth $4 million. And then also, just now, Domingo Germán agrees to a $1.5 million contract. Jason Mackey reporting that it is a minor league deal. It is a minor league deal. So not taking up a 40-man spot just yet. But I don't think you sign Domingo Germán to pitch in the minors. My guess is it's a minor league deal so he can build himself up to eventually maybe be in this rotation come mid-April or so. But let's start with Taylor.
Yeah.
Tyler, I know you're not a huge fan of him. I've been banging the drum for Michael A. Taylor really all offseason. I think he just makes sense for this team. He moves Jack Sawinski into a corner spot and allows him to get into a platoon situation with maybe Edward Olivares over. It moves Josh a little bit down the depth, moves him down to AAA. I like the signing of Tate.
I don't know if it's me that's over here with Jim internet issues, but I think he was talking about Michael A. Taylor there a minute. So generally, just through Michael A. Taylor's career, I don't feel like I've been a very large fan of his. There he is. Jim's back here. But
yeah,
Michael A. Taylor, that, just
you
in
really
general.
Hear me? You can hear me.
Right? Yeah, hit and miss. But Michael A. Taylor in general, he's been a guy that I think since he's come up, it feels like Michael A. Taylor was born to be a Pittsburgh Pirate. Like I feel like back in his National days, we heard a lot about Michael A. Taylor and how some people would think about him as a Pirate. He's just never really been that good of a player. Truthfully, like I don't have another way to put it other than the fact that I don't see it with him. I never have. Now, granted, the Gold Glove you mentioned, last year, the power actually came through, which I think a lot of people, even looking back in his National days, that's what people thought he would become. And you sort of saw it come out last year. But to me, the strikeouts are just something that I cannot get over with him. I don't. With Michael A. Taylor, in my perspective, I don't look at him and think good baseball player. Truthfully, I don't. Too many strikeouts. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a right-handed Kevin Kiermaier. Like that's kind of what I look at him at. Maybe not as elite defensively, but he's about as good as it gets. Again, you're not signing Michael A. Taylor for his bat. You're signing him because he's one of the best defensive outfielders in the game. He's going to bat ninth, right? And whatever he gives you, right? But you look offensively, yeah, it hasn't been great throughout his career, but it's been better than Joshua Palacios, who he's knocking off the roster with this. So that's kind of where I'm at. Like, this is a roster upgrade, and it allows Jack Sawinski to move into a position where he can really just focus on offense and hitting. He doesn't really need to spend a lot of time learning right field or like honing his craft in right field. He can just focus on hitting the ball. Brian Reynolds can focus on hitting the ball. You stick those two in a corner. Obviously, they're both there to play center field when you need to, because you probably don't want to put Michael A. Taylor in center field for, 600 plate appearances. Like he's going to be out there 120 or so games. But I think this helps out a pitching staff that desperately could use some help right now. And it allows your two biggest offensive weapons in the outfield to really just focus on offense.
Now, granted, I will mention here that just from some people I talked to, they think that Michael A. Taylor's defense is a bit overrated by all the metrics. I don't know, man. When I look at Michael A. Taylor, it's a guy to me that you have to dig really deep to find the value. I don't see the bat. And if I watch him, I don't see a guy that I really feel like is a good baseball player. I could be wrong. I've been wrong many times before. It's just, I don't see it with him. And I feel like I've been in this boat with him for a long time where everybody's banking on the upside of Michael A. Taylor. Last year, yes, we saw him tap into the power. He was a 96 weighted runs created plus guy. So he's hovering around league average, but it's just, he's not a guy I want to spend $4 million on. I know they need the defense in center field, and it does move Jack Sawinski to another spot. And also, it probably gets Josh Palacios off the team or an Alika Williams off the team. It's just maybe not where I want to go with it. I don't want to see Michael A. Taylor start 120 games or even start 100 games with this team. I think the defense has dropped off enough with him that I don't see the value in him starting as many games as he will for the Pittsburgh Pirates in 2024.
I think it's a fair thing to have like that thought. I disagree with you.
That's so fine.
Like I think the defense is good. I think the defense is really good. I'm not expecting much out of him offensively. If he comes out here and he gives you an 80 weighted runs created plus offensively and gives you plus defense, then he's basically, you know, an outfield version of Key Brian Hayes really over the past.
I think that's where we differ is that I don't think he's going to give you a plus defense. I think he's 32 years old. And last year I didn't see it. Like at least numbers wise.
Yeah. So I disagree with you. I mean, he won a Gold Glove 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
2 years ago, 3 years ago. He's 32 now. I did a lot of things 3 years ago. I can't do that now.
Someone says here, you guys are never happy. I'm telling you right now, I am happy that we signed Michael A. Taylor. I've been beating the drum for him forever. Fielding run value on Baseball Savant last year, Tyler, 92 percentile. The guy's good. He's a good fielder. His range, outs above average, 94th percentile, arm value, 88th percentile, arm strength, 90th percentile. He can run 84th percentile. Like I said, offensively, not all that great, but the dude's a major leaguer, and the Pirates needed another outfielder here. Otherwise, they were going in with Joshua Palacios and Edward Olivares as their right field platoon, with Palacios getting the majority of the playing time. So this solves that. Joshua Palacios last year was a bad baseball player. You can't be a serious team and have Joshua Palacios on your roster. I'm sorry. So this gets him off of it. This now makes the Pirates a bit more serious of a team. I think it's a perfect fit. I think the Pirates could really use just a really strong defensive outfielder like Taylor. And again, offensively, I don't think he's going to give you much. I'm not expecting much. But from a defensive standpoint, he's great. He's going to help out this pitching staff that desperately needs good defense behind it.
See, I guess that's where we differ is that I question how great the defense is. I mean, you look at his defensive war. It was plus, but like
he's been a good defender for a decade. Like that's where I'm at. Like this is an A signing for me.
Oh, to me, it's like a D signing. I think he's just bleh. Like,
so we're going to disagree. And
now, granted, I'll admit, like, just in my Pirates fandom and on my Twitter sphere fandom, everybody's been clamoring, I feel like, for Michael A. Taylor for a long time because there was upside with him a long time ago when he was in the Nationals. We saw him tap into the power, as I mentioned, but it's just, he just doesn't do it for me, man. Like, the strikeouts to me are outrageous to a point where I don't really know how you can deal with that guy. And this is just the old school baseball MA where like when you're striking out 30% of the time and you hit like crap like he does, I just can't get through that. And when his defensive war is like 3, I don't need to see him as often as we're probably going to see him this year. I'm just not on board with it, man.
I'm just saying, like, Tyler, it's either this or Joshua Palacios.
I know.
400 plate appearances.
I get that.
Where we're talking about. And so this solves not having to do that. Like,
I get that, man. But, like, we're going back to, like, the old December days of, like, why do I have to have this or the other when I could just have better? And I know better's not an option right now, but Michael A. Taylor's like, like, G1 Bay could probably, like, feel well, too. Michael
A. Taylor was a starting center fielder on a playoff team last year. Like, he was a main contributor on a playoff team last year. Yeah, so, I'm with the chat here. Chat's saying, you know, you're not.
I'm not saying he's a bad defender. I'm saying he's not as elite as people want to throw him out to be.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say he's as elite as people are throwing out. There was a stat that Jason Mackey tweeted out earlier today. He has the 4th most defensive run saved of any outfielder since, like, 2015. Like, he's
it's an not elite. 2015 anymore. But he is
still elite. Defensively. He's still elite, man. Like, the dude, have you watched him play baseball? He's a great defender.
I'm not watching him play baseball, but. Okay, also, well, there you go. When so I watch him play, when I have, okay, that was actually poor wording by me, but when I have watched him play baseball, I think, I don't want that guy. Because to me, the value of Michael A. Taylor comes from things you cannot see very clearly. He's bad. It really just, you know what, truthfully, it just comes back to the fact that he's awful at the plate. And he did come into some
I won't disagree with you there. Like, offensively, he leads a lot to be desired for, but that's not where his value comes from. He's been an above 1 WAR player each of the last 3 years, hasn't really been able to hit any of those 3 years, but still has value because of his defense and how good he is on defense. And again, offensively, if he can provide just a little bit of pop like he did last year, he doesn't have to hit 20 homers, but if he hits 10 and plays great defense, give me that all day.
You know what I'll say right now is that everybody in the chat right now that is just trashing me, let's talk in June and you're all going to hate him. You will hate him.
From what you're saying here, it sounds like you think Michael A. Taylor is more like this year's version, like an outfield version of Austin Hedges.
Yeah.
Whereas I think he's more an outfield version of, like, 2022 Ke'Bryan Hayes.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. But yeah.
I think he's very good defensively. He's still very much in the running for Gold Glove awards. Based off of every metric available, he's really good defensively. He's just not that great of a hitter. And with the way the Pirates have constructed this lineup, they have a lot of upside in it. The offense, the lineup is deep. It's pretty, it's got some length to it. They can afford to stick a no bat, all glove center fielder at the end of this lineup. That's where I'm at.
That's fine. I just want to let everybody know that's trashing me right now. You will hate him in 2 months.
Hey, everyone's entitled to an opinion. It's more fun when we don't agree on stuff. So,
like, I can look at a Fangraphs page as well and see 1.7 WAR and think, oh, this guy's great for this team because he hit 21 home runs. No, you're going to hate him. And at that point, I'm going to have to switch and defend him.
Probably. Yeah. Because you're going to start doing that. But no, I couldn't disagree more with you. I think this is a signing. It's something like looking at the available free agents out there. Like, if we weren't going to go out there and get Cody Bellinger this year to play center field, Clay Taylor was my choice.
Yeah, we know. You've been pounding that drum for a while. Jim's frozen again.
Man, what's going on?
Who even internet? And he's back. He was.
There we go.
He's back.
Can you hear me? All right.
Yeah, I hear you. I did.
You can hear me? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Let's anything else you want to talk about, Taylor? We just rambled for 15 minutes.
No, argued. Just
I like it. You no, don't.
I mean,
we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But it's an upgrade. Truthfully, it's a roster upgrade. I think we can agree on that.
He deserves to be on a major league team. Like, you're a 1.7 WAR player. It's just I don't see what everybody else sees. I'll gladly be wrong with him.
Okay. Now, let's move to the second signing of the day.
We have to.
Domingo Herriman, unfortunately, again, I'm all aboard this Michael A. Taylor signing. The Pirates do also sign Domingo Herriman, minor league deal. I fully expect that this is really just it's a minor league deal, so they can ramp him up to eventually join this rotation sometime mid-April, maybe.
Yeah.
Couple things with Domingo Herriman. Throughout his career, he's been a decent pitcher, right? Like I don't think we can necessarily diminish his achievements on the mound. He's been hurt a lot. He's been suspended. He's been placed on restricted lists. So a problem that he's had here is actually pitching innings. But when he does pitch, he is an effective major league starting pitcher. Last season, 19 starts, 4.56 ERA for the Yankees. That's coming off of a 2022 where he made 14 starts with a 3.61 ERA. So there's clearly some talent there. The issue with Domingo Herriman, obviously, it comes off the field, and it's more than one incident here. I know a lot of you probably know this, but back in 2019, Domingo Herriman was in a domestic, had a domestic violence incident with his girlfriend at the time. They're still together, but basically his girlfriend had to call the wife of another Yankees player. They had to come to the house, break up the fight. That got Domingo Herriman a suspension of 81 games. And then last year, another incident, completely unrelated. He comes into the clubhouse, clearly belligerent, and flips over a couch, smashes a TV, and Aaron Boone then kicks him out of the clubhouse, and he is really never to be seen again. So
you don't know how hard
this is the guy you're bringing in. Just,
it was so hard for me to not just jump in there. Yeah, I'm not happy.
It's just, and yeah, I guess my thing is, like, if you really desperately needed a starting pitcher this bad, go and sign Michael Lorenzen. Like, go and sign someone else who doesn't have these issues. Yeah. And really, it's another guy on this team that's had issues like this before.
Yeah.
There's going to be a segment of the fan base that doesn't care about this kind of stuff. They just want him to pitch, right? But There's another segment of the fan base that really doesn't want to root for guys like this. I don't want to root for Domingo Herriman. I'm not saying the guy should be like I'm all for second chances in life, but I shouldn't have to root for him on my baseball team that I find as entertainment, right? So that's where I'm at here. The juice doesn't justify the squeeze for me. Again, it's hard to diminish his on the field talent, but off the field, just not somebody I necessarily want on my baseball team.
Yeah. I mean, truthfully, like talent wise, like it's obviously there. Like he has talent. At the end of the day, we're talking about a guy that result wise hasn't been good. So we're talking about a guy that has been thrown off of a baseball team, the New York Yankees. Like, he was literally just basically thrown off of their team because he's such a bad clubhouse guy. Like, they accepted the fact that he was a terrible human being until the fact that he was just so bad in the clubhouse, they couldn't handle it anymore. That's the guy that this team has just signed. Now, granted, minor league deal. Yeah, you assume he'll be up relatively quickly, but I'm frustrated, I think. I'm very frustrated by it. He's not a guy ever in my life want to root for. Flat out, he's a bad human being. I don't want to deal with him. I don't want to root for him. I want nothing to do with this fella. Plain simple. I don't know. There were other options they could have went with here, and it Jim mentioned Michael Lorenzen. Jim's dealing with some internet issues tonight here. And I know people are going to mention the redemption part of it, and this guy's gotten plenty of chances. He hasn't come through. Plain and simple. I'd prefer to just never touch a guy like Domingo Germán in my life. And some people in the chat here are going to mention Trevor Bauer. At that point, like, Trevor Bauer is probably a better option for you, because Domingo Germán is, one, he hasn't gotten the results. Two, he's had the opportunities, and plain and simple, he's pissed them away. I'm just frustrated by the entire process of this here. Jim, all I was saying there was that at this point, like, if you're going to bring in Domingo Germán, Trevor Bauer is probably a better option at that point, because if you're going to do this, then you might as well just do it with the guy that's a better pitcher. Jim's frozen again. Good Lord, we're having some heck of some internet issues tonight here. I'll give him a second here to see if he can tune back in, but it looks like that Louisville internet's just not working for my guy. Give him like 5 more seconds here. Either way, I just cannot get on board with the Domingo Germán thing. Hopefully this team doesn't need him, and some of these younger guys can just step up and he just rots away in AAA and hopefully doesn't teach anyone anything. That's where I'm at with it. Just don't teach anyone anything. I think Jim's about out of here by now. Well, either way, glad I jumped on with you guys. We'll be live here shortly. Let's see if Jim actually might have come back here.
Maybe.
Jim, you're back.
Man, I don't know what's up with this internet. Like, I've never had internet.
I was issues. About to wrap it up, but
until like the last week. You know what? It's the pirates have sabotaged my internet to
silence. They don't want to hear your words.
What they're doing, they're silencing me.
Silencing Jim. I wish they would have about Michael A. Taylor.
Like, what's going on here?
They picked the bad part. Silence.
Yeah. I think I said what I wanted to say. So, you know,
yeah, we didn't hear any.
If we want to wrap up here. If we want to wrap up here, we can just wrap up.
That's fine. Essentially, real quick, Jim, I just wanted to.
Yeah.
All I said was that at this point, if you're going to bring in Domingo Germán, you're at that point, you might as well just bring in Trevor Bauer. At least he's good at pitching. At this point, you might as well just have done that. I'd rather neither, obviously, but this is like the middle ground of just being terrible. I'm just frustrated. That's all. Just very frustrated by the entire process.
I hear you. I would have preferred somebody else. Like, if they needed a pitcher that bad, which they do, just go and get someone who hasn't been suspended and kicked off of a team.
And honestly, you were right. Like, Michael Lorenzen is Domingo Germán. You will get similar results frustrating.
All right. That'll do it. You have a post-game show to do here soon.
Yeah, I do. Here shortly.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, I am extremely happy about the Michael A. Taylor signing. But yeah,
glad you
Pirates
are.
Go ahead and Pirates kind of go ahead and ruin the night with the Hermann deal. But you know, it's just asking too much to be happy for more than 4 hours. But that's all I got. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm Jim. With me is Tyler. We're North Shore 9. Post game show coming to you very, very soon. As soon as this Pirates game is over, that is on right now. So I'll talk to you later.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Hey, you all. Thank you for watching. I know we try to provide the most entertaining content that we can, and we'd love to spread it to as many people as possible. So I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could take the 5 seconds to like this video and subscribe to the page, it helps out so much more than you know. Thank you, and let's go, Bucks.